Hi everyone! In this episode, as you may already see, we have two guitars because we have the once, well, I don't know if it's a once in a lifetime situation, probably not for us, but we have the very rare opportunity to compare two guitars and really take it to the test because these two have a lot in common, despite having obviously different soundboards. But let me tell you more about it. Let's head in. Okay, so for a start, I would like to have you have a guess what these two guitars could have in common looking at the design.
Yeah, well, I think all I have to look at is the rosette.
Yes.
Because it looks to me like Garcia models, Enrique Garcia models.
Exactly. Those are two Garcia models. This one here is by Adrian Savary Freestone, a British luthier, who built it after the idea or after the role model of the 1917 Enrique Garcia guitar, who's very famous and, well, is residing in a distinguished collection in Paris. And Hans van Velzen, who made this guitar, basically built a guitar after the same idea, after the 1917 Enrique Garcia guitar, but with a slightly modern twist because he used a cedar soundboard instead of a spruce soundboard, which is the unusual, more unusual take for this kind of model. But knowing what idea they are built after, we can expect a little bit because, well, Enrique Garcia built after the Barcelona school or the Barcelona type of guitar making, and we could expect dark and voluminous basses, well-balanced trebles, and singing higher range. And I'm excited if we get exactly that out of both of them. We're going to compare the two, so you're going to play one. We're going to talk a little bit about the sound and then play the same piece on the next guitar. Yeah. So we have the opportunity to compare and see if, well, the building type or the building style makes them sound alike. And if the cedar soundboard and the spruce soundboard are also going to deliver the expected tonal differences when it comes to clarity or warmth.
Yeah.
I'm excited for this test.
Me too, really excited.
Okay, so I'm gonna put this to the side first.
Yeah.
That already sounded very nice and very Spanish to me.
Yeah, to me as well. Yeah.
I did see what I, or I did hear what I expected, especially from a spruce top.
Yeah.
Because the higher range was very bright and crystally clear.
Yeah, very clear.
Beautifully so. And yeah, let's just
directly compare.
Directly compare so we don't forget. Thank you. Okay.
Okay, yeah.
I don't want to sound very biased, but I feel like it completely proved the stereotypes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I feel so too.
Because, well, yes, it sounded warmer.
Mm-hmm.
A bit nasal, yeah, on the basis.
I just wanted to say that. Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Although it might be that my sound is a bit thinner on the basis because my thumbnail broke. I was trying to still keep it somehow to save it, but
it's harder, definitely.
Yeah, well, it's like so short that my sound is a bit thinner. So yeah, maybe imagine the basses a bit more full than how they sound now.
But compared, well, you played both guitars, yeah, with exactly. A broken thumbnail.
Yeah. The disclaimer was for both guitars.
Yes.
But I agree with you that the sound was a bit more nasal and more, yeah, this warmth is
yeah,
really,
well, the Adrian Severi guitar had the clarity was very, it was there,
yeah,
immediately. The, yeah, tone was there. And this guitar by Hans van Velsen has a lot of warm overtones that kind,
yeah,
of smoothen,
yeah,
around its tonal colors.
Yeah.
So that, yeah, adds to the whole warm and a bit nasal impression.
Mm-hmm.
But I did like the overall tonal colors and,
yeah,
the tonal qualities of this guitar too.
Yeah.
Because I am a fan of cedar.
Mm, me too. Yeah.
Well, if I didn't say it before, one thing that's also interesting and adds to the fact that we're comparing these two guitars,
mm-hmm,
they're built by Hans van Velsen and Adrian Severi and are built after the same idea of guitar, after the 1917 Enrique Garcia.
Mm-hmm.
And also, both of these luthiers learned with the infamous Walter Verreid.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
So they also learned from the same guy,
yeah,
and built the same kind of model-ish,
yeah,
with a modern twist.
Almost as similar as you can get it, maybe.
Yeah, it's like the epitome of,
yeah,
a comparison to,
yeah,
make.
Yeah, yeah. Nice.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the playability,
yeah,
of both of these guitars. Although they are built after the same idea, they have some slight differences,
mm-hmm,
when it comes to the measurements.
Yeah. So for me, they were both very comfortable to play, very much this effortless feeling. Although this guitar has a bit wider neck.
Yes,
one
millimeter exactly. It's a 52 millimeter,
yeah,
nut width.
Yeah.
But the scale is also shorter.
Ah.
It's a 64 centimeter scale.
Okay.
And this one has,
yeah,
a 65 centimeter scale.
Okay, interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, very nice.
And a 51 millimeter nut width. So those are the very minimal differences between these two guitars.
Yeah.
And maybe let's have a quick look at the back and sides of both guitars.
Yeah.
Because they are both Indian rosewood back and sides.
Mm-hmm.
Both have very pretty purflings.
Yeah.
Around the edges in a similar but not the same style.
Yeah, this one almost looks like inspired on the rosette. You know, this this pattern.
Yes. Yes, yes, very much
with,
so.
Diagonal lines.
Yes.
Maybe, I'm not sure.
It does. Well, the colors or the coloring in the rosette and in the purflings in,
yeah,
both guitars,
yeah,
match very perfectly.
Yeah. Yeah.
And very beautifully
very
so.
Beautiful. Yeah.
Both are also, of course, finished with a beautiful French shellac and are very high quality,
yeah,
after all. Really beautifully made. So, should we do another little,
sure,
sounding?
Yeah.
Well, I
let's
say
do
we,
another...
I mean her.
I have to do all the work here.
Sorry.
No, just kidding. Yeah, let's do like a more quick comparison after each other. So, it's just going to be no talking in between. I'm gonna play this guitar, the cedar guitar, and then
immediate switch.
After,
yeah,
the spruce guitar.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm very impressed.
Yeah.
I also can't decide what I like more.
They both sound so good and they feel so comfortable. Yeah.
Well, both of the sound or both of the guitars deliver something unique.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't tell which one I would like more.
Yeah.
Because I do love this very warm and mellow tone,
mm-hmm.
but I do love how direct this tone is, because it brings out in some pieces, especially in this one, it was also just very fitting to have this immediate direct sound.
I guess it just depends
on a taste.
What kind of on taste, on what kind of piece you are playing. It's like somehow they have a lot of similarities, but also they are so different enough.
Yes.
Like maybe you just have to buy both.
Yeah, I mean, I've heard the trend goes to buying two guitars. Or owning two guitars.
You can never have too many guitars, right?
No. Comes from the lady having 10.
I have more than 10.
Oh, right. Well. Okay, we hope you enjoyed this, well, first take of a very special comparison of two guitars. Maybe it was a little messy, but we sure hope you did enjoy it anyway. And let us know if you would enjoy comparisons like this more, if we get a chance to do them. I would love to. It's actually fun.
It's really fun.
Okay.
So thank you so much for watching, and then we'll see you in the next video. Oh, don't forget to leave a like and subscribe.
Exactly. See you then. Bye.